This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Member for Mount Gambier, Troy Bell is on the line. Troy, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. Good morning, listeners.
Hey, Troy, moratorium on fracking. It's one of the stories that is making headlines this week. Are we going to see it get up?
Unknown at this stage. It's getting closer. Next Wednesday, the 5th of September, is when my bill is debated on the floor of Parliament. I did have a meeting booked in with Stephen Marshall last Wednesday, but that was cancelled at the last minute. So I was hoping to have an indication of which way the Liberal Party was going. It is pleasing to see that the local branch of the Liberal Party have written to every Liberal MP saying that they want them to support my bill. Mm. And it's what the community wants. So if we've got a state government that says they're listening to the community and listening to regions, well, here's one of their first tests to not just talk about it, but actually do it. Now, of course, you know, there are powerful lobbyists and interest groups that don't want to see this happen, but the people do, and that's what we're elected to do, is represent the people, not represent mining companies or interest groups.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better, mate. Now, on top of fracking and what is going on there, Rex is making headlines once again, and some great news, hopefully, for Rex and for the region.
Absolutely. And I'll leave it more for the council and Rex to put out a their media release, but suffice to say, a very positive meeting in Sydney a couple of days ago, Monday night. Rex are really wanting to partner with our community, and I fronted the board and had a pretty frank discussion. And I must admit, I was very impressed with their professionalism and what they'd like to do in partnership with our community and driving passenger numbers up and driving the price down. So I think it's going to be a very, very positive step. And $129 flights if you book 30 days out. Now, that's only for 25% of the seats, so it's not for every seat. But it's a fantastic step in the right direction. And, you know, our community are going to be the winners out of this. And even last night, I had a phone call from a friend whose daughter is in Adelaide at university, just seeing if I could give her a ride home. Unfortunately, I'm in Mount Gambier this week, but I thought, you know, how wonderful they'll be able to fly their daughter back from university at $129. And there'll be many, many other students like that who can come home for weekends and holiday breaks and rejoin their families.
Absolutely. Now, mate, front page of the Border Watch today, you're talking all about some untapped developments.
Yeah, this one, it's, you know, I found in politics what you think could take a month or 2 months ends up taking
decades.
A year or 2 years or even a decade, that's right. So I just see an amazing opportunity, which leads into investment, job opportunities, and you know, career paths for our kids and jobs for our community. That we have a Valley Lake there, and we have a Blue Lake, which is just has untapped potential. And to do it properly, I think we need to have a master plan, a plan that's developed where everybody has their input. People can see, you know, what's proposed, and you know, whether it's a 5-star hotel up there, you know, a cable car, or heaven forbid, a cafe down in the Valley Lake, or turning the pump house into a restaurant overlooking the Blue Lake, which has a light show at night. You know, there's endless opportunities for visitors to deposit more of their money in our region, and more money in our region means more jobs and a more prosperous region for all that live here. And I just see that is a golden opportunity. And if you look at Queenstown or you look at Queensland, and now if I take the kids up to Queensland, you end up spending a few thousand dollars, and you've had a great time and good memories, but that community has benefited from the money. But you come to Mount Gambier and you walk around the Blue Lake or walk around the Valley Lake, and you really, as a visitor, haven't deposited too much money into the community, because we haven't created the opportunities for them.
Absolutely. I mean, the council have made a number of incredible strides, and I do congratulate them for making the area a whole lot better than it has been, considering I've been here in the Limestone Coast now for 20 years. But the idea that we've got a cafe up on the side of the Blue Lake that doesn't even look at the Blue Lake is just beyond me. The idea that we don't have something like a cafe in the Crater Lake, in the Valley Lake precinct, is also beyond me. And why we're not getting people to as much as possible enjoy what we know is an incredible area. You know, the idea of staying another day brings thousands of dollars into our Limestone Coast economy.
That's exactly right, and that's the whole idea. We want to keep them here an extra day, because that's more accommodation, more meals, and more money staying in our region, which creates more jobs. And that's what I'm all about. I want to see a future for my kids and all the listeners' kids out there, that you know, this is a great place to live and raise a family, but you need to have a job. Otherwise, our young people will go, not just our young, but people will go where the jobs are, and I want those jobs to be here in Mount Gambier in the southeast.
Troy, I'm not one for junkets, but is it a case of inspiring Limestone Coast movers and shakers to be able to provide something like the vision that you're talking about? They need to go and see what happens in other areas and go, wow, wouldn't that be great for the Valley Lake?
Absolutely. There's plenty of places, you know, around the world, but even around Australia, where they've really captured, you know, ecotourism or nature tourism. I
Northwest
think you
of Tassie are doing it very well.
Get over to New Zealand, or we could go to the Lakes District in the UK. Or
nice.
I think you're onto something here. You
bring it on.
I agree with you 100% that you know, we need to have a big vision, and I guess the first step that I'm calling on, and I think there should be some state government money on this, is a master plan, a plan of ideas put down and get people talking about it, and then you watch the private money come in for this type of development. You don't have to go to the state government cap in hand all the time. There are private providers who will build it if they see an economic return to them, and I see such a untapped potential there.
Troy, I hope in 20 years you and I are still not talking about this, but it's a fantastic opportunity, and I hope it comes to fruition.
Thank you, Ewan, and have a great day.
You too, mate. See you soon on 963 Triple M. The member for Mount Gambier, Troy Bell, having a chat to me this morning.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.